Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No.
You're listening to Seattle's sports leader.
Yes, sir!
93.3 KJRFM Seattle.
An iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one.
It's Puck and the Go-To Guys, second hour of the radio program here on 93.3 KJRFM. Thank you for listening to us. Old School Radio on the app as well. iHeartRadio app. Make sure you got the 93.3 KJR FM stream. You can listen to us on the move, on the go, and, of course, all of our shows are podcasts up at the 93.3 KJR FM app. And, of course, at 93.3KJR.com. Headlines here in the world of sports, all brought to you by VenueKings.com. Looking for any tickets to the world that are going on, VenueKings.com is your spot. Mariners 2-8 in their last 10 games. They have not won a series, Jim, since April 24th. And they swept Kansas City. They're 14-8, 6.5 games back. A negative 9 run differential now. They are only a half game better than the Orioles and a game better than the A's. Those two teams have a combined payroll, of $66 million. So things aren't going well right now. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to turn it around in New York. Because what I say, when things aren't going well, get on the road. Find a slump buster. The Big Apple. Let it loose a little bit. Go out night on the town. Service should get the entire team drunk. Just hammer drunk. Like, I mean, just falling down in an alley drunk. Peeing in an alley drunk. That's how drunk they should get. In New York City.
And then have them be hungover and get in the batter's box against Max Scherzer.
Yes.
Sure, that would help.
That's what they need. A good old-fashioned 25 guys, hit up a bar, close that thing down. No cell phones, sorry wives and girlfriends. It's a hall pass night for the Mariners. Let's see what happens.
Well, they need to do something different than what they've been doing to this point, Jason.
Thank you, Jim. So we got that. They're not playing tonight, so they get a little bit of a breather. They're in New York, and tonight's the night to do it. Or maybe it was last night, because they left right after the game. Just a real bonding.
Well, they would have gotten there too late, probably.
Well, they left right after the game.
When did we leave? When we got there, what, at 10:30?
When did the game end yesterday? 3:30? 4? So they get out there. That's plenty of time. You know, four hours out
there. In New York.
11?
They probably didn't get there till 1.
They got there at 11. They got there at 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, no, they didn't. Do your math again.
Okay, they left here at 4. What's it, a four-hour flight? Five hours?
Okay, they left here at 4, so it's 7 o'clock there.
Okay, but it's when they landed.
When they landed 5 hours later.
So what time is that?
Midnight.
Okay, so they got midnight.
And it's New York.
Okay, so midnight. Okay. They're up all night.
I'm just quibbling with you.
You know?
Yeah.
What if it was 1?
I mean,
we still went out.
In New York, you can go out till 5 in the morning.
You're damn right you can. Yeah. Live it up.
We were out till what, 1, 1:30?
Yeah, and listen, service looks like a guy that stays up until 6 in the morning. Probably hit, you know, Studio 54. Doesn't he? DePoto does.
He might.
Robbie Ray with his jorts on. Julio. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, DePoto, he probably tears it up from time to time.
So they have an off day tomorrow. They'll start a series with the Mets, and then it's the Blue Jays, and then it's the Red Sox. So the juicy matchup is Saturday, George Kirby against Max Scherzer. Kirby, of course, he's a Yankee fan, grew up in New York, Rye, New York, right on the water there. But he'll pitch a large audience against probably a guy he has looked up to in Max Scherzer, I would assume. So that will be a juicy matchup. Real, another juicy one will be the first game against Toronto because you say, I say, we all say Kikuchi will be pitching in the opener.
And he'll be pitching to how many Rainiers players?
I don't think it is many that we think. Because we set the over-under at 5 that they wouldn't play in Toronto. I think it's less than that. Does it include the ace pitcher that you paid $150 million to, Robbie Ray? I don't know.
I think you are right about that.
That it includes Robbie Ray?
No, that well, it includes Robbie Ray, but it's less than
we
five.
Assume it includes Robbie Ray. We can't just say that it is without knowing 100% for sure.
Yeah. DePoto said on another show today that, that there will be a few players.
There's another show?
That they'll be missing. But he said few. Like, few, most of us think few is three, right?
That's what I think.
But I think few in this instance, if you just have a loose definition of it, I'm going to say that it's four.
NFL schedule will be released later today. Some games getting getting released. Kansas City and Tampa Bay, week four, Sunday Night Football. NBA playoffs will resume tonight. Heat up, three games to do, taking on the 76ers, 4 o'clock on ESPN. Suns taking on the Mavs, three games to two. Phoenix got the advantage there, 6:30 on ESPN. Bucks last night took out the Celtics, so they have a 3-2 lead now. Giannis, excellent again, 110-107, and the Grizz hammered the Warriors, 134-95. Golden State still leads that series, three games to two. And a little note, one of my favorite football players, Danny Woodhead. You know who Danny Woodhead is? Former NFL running back. He has advanced to the final qualifying for the U.S. Open.
Has he?
Yeah, he shot an even round 71 yesterday.
Nice.
And he was one of five to advance to the final qualifying. Speaking of that, Ryan Peterson will try to qualify for us. He will be doing that on Tuesday at Tumble Creek. We'll have him on the show on Monday. I think right after or before he's going to play a practice round over at Tumble Creek.
Okay.
Come on, Ryan. It'd be really nice. You move on in advance. Mike Garofalo coming up at 12:05. Talk about the schedule and all things going on in the NFL. Voicemail is coming up next segment and tweet of the day there at 11:45. All right. Bonnie Lake Stevenson, because Jacob Stevenson is here. He is sitting in with us. He's one of our producers here that we are training. He's working with Christopher Anthony Kidd. Chris isn't going anywhere. We didn't fire him because he can't swim and that we revealed that yesterday. No, he's staying here, but we're training because we need some more help. So Jacob Stevenson from Bonnie Lake, graduate of Washington State University in 2020. You can follow him on Twitter, but we're trying to change his Twitter handle. SteveJAC002. A couple of ones that have come in. Bonnie Lake Stevenson or @BonnieJake. Okay.
Eh.
All right. You know, just keep thinking about it.
What's the best thing about Bonnie Lake?
When you leave?
Every fast food restaurant you want's there.
Okay, there you go.
What's that bar like?
Fast food restaurant you want is in Bonnie Lake. Boy, do they have that on a big sign, Jacob, where they say, hey, get your fast food, it's Bonnie Lake time.
My daughter lives down there, so I've been going to Bonnie Lake a little bit. I want to go to that bar that's up on the hill that looks out kind of over the valley as you're driving up the hill going into Bonnie Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Is it not? I mean, is it fun to go to that bar?
The one, like, on the hill?
Yeah.
So I haven't been there, and every, like, year or two, there's a new business. There's, like, a new restaurant in there.
Uh-huh.
But, like,
Baba Louie's?
There was a restaurant that's had, like, deer meat and like, exotic animal meat.
Oh, sure. Why wouldn't you?
But it kind of looks out
over
that valley. And what about it just looks like it'd be a
What about the Glow Martini Lounge? I'm seeing 4 stars on Yelp. How about Purdy's Public House?
Could be that.
Oh, they have an Applebee's down there. You don't
they
say.
They do have an Applebee's.
Yeah, wow. Shocker that Bonnie Lake would have that.
Yeah. It's nice out there. It's growing, but it's like Highway 99 going through Bonnie Lake.
Yeah, sure. All right, so we'll continue. 12:30 today, we will find a brand new Twitter handle there for Jacob Stevenson, who was running the show today. He's doing a great job. Mariners, again, the off day. I don't know how you want us to help the Mariners. I don't know. I mean, I think we've exhausted all effort to help them. Although, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is just have a positive ride. What does it hurt? Just have a positive outlook on it and just keep thinking that it's going to turn around. And then when it doesn't, then you can go scorched.
I know, but you're not. They always tell you, I think anyway, when you're doing sports radio, and you know, it's a good thing for life too, is just to be yourself.
Yeah.
But you're not really being yourself because you're typically negative. I mean, at least the first 6 months that I was here,
I thought,
Puck's more cynical than I am.
Well, cynical is not negative.
Well, kind of, yes.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Cynical is just, you
cynical and skeptical to me are
it's not
like,
negative. Are you sure about that? That's not true.
I think of it more in terms of being negative than positive. Yeah. Like if you're a cynic.
Yeah, that's not negative.
If you're a cynic, you're kind of going, you know, they're not as good as you think they are. And, you know, you have that kind of attitude about it.
Mm.
I just got fed up with it, man. I just, you know, I understand wishful thinking if you have something to base that wishful thinking on. And what really gives you the basis for wishful thinking with the Mariners? Seriously. Like
cynical is believing that people are motivated by self-interest, distrustful of human sincerity or integrity. Oh. Does it say anything about there being negative?
Well, that sounds kind of negative-ish.
I would agree.
It does. Really, I mean, really, like what? Okay, Logan Gilbert is a reason.
Okay, you want to do
for
let's,
hope.
Let's
Logan
do,
Gilbert's let's a reason for hope.
Let's do
George
reasons,
Kirby reason for hope.
Let's do reasons of hope. Okay.
Okay, you like Kirby and Gilbert, those two?
Yes.
Okay. And you like JP?
Yes.
Ty France?
Yes. Okay, hold on, slow down. Well, Crawford.
Well, I'm almost done.
I know. Kirby. Julio?
Julio, yeah. Okay. Relievers, what you still want
Munoz,
to go Sewald?
Sewald, well, Sewald Sewald pre-Fain and Softy interview, yes.
Okay, how about Murphy? Not Tom, the other, the better.
Oh, Penn Murphy.
The better Murphy, who's never spelled Murphy that way. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, Can I wait to see?
I don't think he's going to be as successful in a high-leverage situation, do you?
Well, let's... that's,
says the cynic.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so Gilbert, France, Crawford, Kirby, Julio, Munoz, Sewald.
Who else is in that pen that you like?
I said Munoz already, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Reason for hope.
It seems like we're missing somebody
reason,
in the bullpen,
you said reason for hope. I just gave you reasons for hope.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
Okay, how many players do you have written down there?
Three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay, and there's 26 on the roster.
Yeah.
So there's 19 reasons to not hope at all?
Well,
Frazier's kind of, what, is he a tweener?
He's a tweener. I'm gonna put Frazier on the tweener side. Okay? Tweener side. Frazier. Because I don't know, but I like what Frazier's done so far.
Flexen, tweener?
Yeah.
Or is he a hope?
Yeah, I'm going to put him on a tweener. I think so.
Marco?
Tweener. No, you know what? No. Reasons for hope. Marco. Put it in there for reasons for hope.
I'd probably put him tweener.
I mean, right now I'm not sure what else they can do to the lineup. I mean, this is the stuff that needed to happen in the offseason. And, you know, they didn't address it. And now is it still early in the season where they can get through this? Can they add something if they can figure this out and get to 500 and, you know, then make a move? I do think you can say, I don't think you can bank on what happened last year, but I also think it's just a tale of saying, hey, before you just, you know, throw your hands up and the season's over and it sucks and all this, I mean, do remind yourself that they did captivate the city last year, and I still think they have the possibility of doing it. I would ask you this. Do you think top to bottom the lineup is better, just on paper, is better than it was last year? If you don't think it is, then say you don't think it is.
Well, I think it's debatable, and I'm being on the fence with that. And
do you think Frazier?
It would be better if Winker was as advertised.
Do you think Frazier's better at second, what they were playing with last year?
Yeah, who'd they have last year?
Well, it was just a hodgepodge of guys.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Crawford is kind of the same or better this year.
Well, he's better than he was last year, and he was good last year.
Offensively, Suarez is not as good as Seager last year through this period of time.
Right.
So that's a wash. Left field, Robert, I can't even remember who they had in left field. I mean, it was just moving guys around. Winker, eh.
Are you okay with...
Julio's better in center field, correct?
Julio's better in center field.
Okay.
Are you okay with, if Suarez at the end of the year hits 30 to 35 home runs and has 200 strikeouts, is that acceptable for you?
Well, I mean, I get acceptable, maybe not acceptable, expected.
Yeah.
That's what I expected from him. And so I was never like when people were really fired up about him and really excited. I think both of you, a very cynical approach. Suarez was a cash throw-in, and I'm not sure why people don't accept that that's what he was.
But they needed a third baseman.
They needed a third baseman.
Because your buddy Toro would be over there every day if they didn't have Suarez.
Yeah, I mean, but they took him because they had so much in terms of the whole, you know, thing with Winker, how Winker was so valuable that they made them take on the salary of Suarez. Mm-hmm. They were salary dumping. That's what the Reds were doing. And they found someone to take on Suarez. Now, they did need a third baseman. And so far, I think Suarez has been fine. Suarez has been exactly what I think we expected him to be. Strikes out a bunch. He can hit towering home runs. I would say, actually, he's been better now that I think about it. Because he's been better at third than I thought.
Yeah, defensively, he's been good.
But for those, he hasn't been an upgrade over Kyle Seager. I mean, it was foolish for anyone to ever say that in the beginning. And he simply has not been an upgrade over Kyle Seager. Not even close.
No. So, I'm with you. It's a wash there.
And so I just think of the offseason. They had opportunities. And people always just tend to follow on Brian and Story and say those were like the only two guys available. They weren't the only two guys available. There were plenty of other guys available that they chose not to go out and acquire. And their just big fallback was, and they were banking on their young players developing, being really, really good. And so far it hasn't happened other than Julio. I mean, Jared, unfortunately, it's just been another struggle for him. And at some point they're going to probably have to send him down again. And you're going to say, what good is that going to do? I don't know. Because if he goes down there and hits, that means nothing because he has to hit here.
Right. But the problem with sending him out there every day, it hurts your chances of winning that day by having him hit 140. I mean, I'm stating the obvious. But then to your point, like, what are you going to gain if he goes down to Tacoma and is hitting 300?
They're also out of options. Even if Kyle Lewis comes up here, and what did we say? What was it, May 23rd? That's when they want him to get the full 20 days. He ain't playing every day. He certainly is not playing every day in the outfield. They're going to limit him in the outfield. He could DH.
But if he could DH.
He's not going to play 3 days in a row.
He might, though, if it's DH, right field, DH.
We'll see how that knee holds up. But, I mean, he has been snake bitten by injuries. That's why I think if it continues along this trend, you go back and you say to yourself, and they had a popular saying. With the Mariners. And part of it I understand. They didn't want to sign anyone that would block any of their players. And I think they even, I know Ian and Shockey, I think, have fun with this. Something about plethora of outfielders, or they have too many outfielders and they don't want to block any of their young, talented outfielders. And our counter to that was always, well, you're banking on them being good. There's a chance they're not good. And you're banking on Kyle Lewis to be healthy. Hasn't stayed healthy. You're banking on Mitch Haniger to stay healthy. And I love Mitch Haniger. We all do. But Mitch Haniger has been cursed by injuries. You're banking on him to make it through a full season. You had no idea how Julio would be. Well, Julio's been awesome. The fact is, so guys like Starling Marte, who they could have at least entertained to go get, who's playing with the Mets in right field. You could have entertained him. Castellanos, he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good there?
Yeah, like him.
Okay. That was a guy that we talked about for months because Jeff Nelson brought him up, who said that's the guy you should go target. They didn't do it because they felt that their young talent and the talent they had was better than what they had. And just others like ourselves disagreed with that, saying, well, I guess my philosophy would always be you can never have too much talent. So if you acquire this free agent talent, that doesn't get in the way of any of your prospects. I thought John Stanton just made a real just incorrect statement. I don't know who it was or answer to. I think it was with Softy. I think he was on with Softy and Fain. And he said something of the like of, well, the beauty of what we did in the offseason is that we didn't have to get rid of any of our young talent. That was I'm paraphrasing. But that's just, I mean, you could have spent money and still keep your young talent.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you had to do. And they chose not to do that. They chose to have an $80 million payroll and not add to it. They only added one player, and that was Robbie Ray. Of any significance of money, that's it. That's all they added. They took a gamble. They struck out. Listen, it's not like – I know what they want to try and tell you, that, hey, they thought that their talent was better, and so they didn't want to block any of them. I mean, there may be some of that, but there also is – they were in on guys that either chose not to sign here or they didn't offer enough money. And then they went the route of Winker and Suarez. I don't believe, and you probably don't, that their offseason goal was, how can we get Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez?
Yeah, that was a plan B, if not a plan C, really. Yeah. I mean, because they were down to it and they needed to do something.
And on paper, I think a pretty good plan B and plan C if you struck out on all the free agents. Looking at what Winker was able to do last year, now Winker just hasn't delivered. And that right now is the biggest detriment to this lineup, is that he is just not hitting.
And out of all these guys that we're hoping are going to come around, isn't he at the top of the list? Don't you feel like he will at some point?
Okay, reason for hope.
Yeah, I think.
Let's put in Winker.
Don't you feel like he's going to come around?
I do. I do. See, there you go. Yeah. Now we're getting you around Winker time.
Yeah, I like Jesse Winker.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, I think a lot of people maybe.
I just don't like him playing in left field, but that's a different, you know, conversation. I mean, he's not a left fielder, and he really should just be their permanent DH. I mean, honestly, that's what he should be. So when they can get healthy, and that's the other part of it too. When you looked at free agency, he is a liability in left field. He just is. And you disagree with that. And
no,
I question whether you actually disagree
and like, Puck, you're out of your mind. I don't think he's a great left fielder. Is he terrible though? I mean, there was one yesterday where
I just don't think he's good. He's not good. He's not good out there. They could upgrade.
If you're going to keep him out there, he's certainly got to hit better than he's been doing.
I just think a permanent home for him could be DH if you had a better option to put out there.
Right.
And hopefully they do. But the problem is that the other guy that you have right now in Kyle Lewis, you just can't put him out there every day.
Yeah.
Because of his knee.
I think Kyle Lewis is going to be activated for the Toronto series.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Before the 23rd.
Yep.
All right, voicemails coming up next here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time for a chance at free money. Win $1,000 now. Enter the nationwide keyword money at 93.3KJR.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y at 93.3KJR.com.
9,000. Star Rentals. Preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
On Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Puck and Jim.
It's an 80s throwback Thursday. It's Puck and the go-to guy with you. Jacob Stevenson, one of our behind-the-scenes producers, who was sitting in on the show today. He's training there with Christopher Anthony Kidd. He's showing him all the ropes. And not a better person to follow than Christopher Anthony Kidd, by the way. Jacob Stevenson's from Bonnie Lake, proud graduate of Washington State University 2020. Follow him on Twitter at SteveJAC002. Don't worry, at 12:30 we're going to pick a new Twitter handle for him. He can't have that because I just can't refer, hey, SteveJack002, or he calls it Jock. And I'm like, he goes, SteveJock002. I'm like, J-O-C-K. He's like, no, J-A-C. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
Yeah. So there'd be a good one for you.
Yeah. So it's an 80s throwback Thursday. Jacob, born in 1998. So he just missed out on the 80s. He doesn't remember what it was like.
Nah, that was, boy. I don't think he feels like he really missed
out on a whole lot. You don't think so?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right, we got voicemails coming up here in just a quick sec. We were talking about the Mariners, the reasons for hope. And then you were telling me a story in the during the break. And here's reason number 500 why we could be Drive Time Radio. You know when your Drive Time Radio show is really struggling for content and guests that they have to call you, Jim Moore, and I'm talking about our afternoon show, to put you on the air to talk about your video that you shot the other day when Stevie Moore hit a home run, and then put it up. They have an editorial board?
Yeah, you weren't aware of that?
I'm not.
They've got listeners that they chose to make decisions, and I think they have meetings with them, and so they had a vote on whether I should.
Wait a minute. Do you really think they have
sworn or not?
Do you think
or,
they really have meetings with this editorial board that
well,
they have?
Maybe that's what they're saying. Well, have lunch with them, or I don't know.
Okay, so this editorial board, who I'm sure probably always agree with Soft, never agree with Softy and Fain, do they?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I hadn't really heard too much about which way they vote on things, but
so their editorial board decided. So this is when you're struggling for content, when you've got to do an editorial board on whether or not it was appropriate for you to swear during your kid's home run in the playoff game. What did the editorial board decide?
I think the editorial board was okay with it, but you know that I should try and watch it in the future.
Oh well, yeah.
And again, I wasn't around moms or kids or anyone that would have been offended.
How were Softy and Fain? What was their take?
Oh, they were fine. Although Dick said something about, well, it sounds like you were kind of regretful a little bit, Jim. And if you're regretful, then why did you post it on Twitter? And I thought, I literally said to him, I go, I don't have a good comeback for that, Dick. Mm. You make a good point there. Because if I was regretful, then I wouldn't have posted that
on
Twitter.
Were you regretful?
Not really. Yeah, I mean, there was probably 5% of me that should have had a little more class than that.
That was great.
Yeah, what the hell.
Well, Jacob, be by your phone later today because those guys, Drive Time, will be hurting for some content. Maybe they'll want to talk to you about changing your Twitter handle today at 5:30.
They could. Isn't that kind of rich that you're giving another show a hard time about show content?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
As long as we're on the same page with that.
All right, let's get to voicemails. We do it every day at 11:30. We get voicemails that are left to us here on the iHeartRadio app. There's a little mic icon, and we listen to all of them, and mostly they are just ripping the radio station, but we prefer that. We love that. There are some here a little sensitive about it, but we do not. We're Teflon over here. We don't care. All right, Jacob, take it away. Your first voicemail. We're breaking you in. Go ahead.
KJR 93.3 FM on the dial. This is Coach Zanelli. I just want to say I love the big chest bump from Jimmy Moore on the victory against Skyline yesterday in the big tournament this weekend. Oh, we've got seeding game at 7 p.m.
That was finally your guy that left a voicemail.
Coach Sinelli.
All right, so can you stop texting us and tweeting us to play your voicemail? And you've been begging for a lot of time to be playing that voicemail. And that's what you left us? I mean, that was the point? That's what you've been saying, Coach Sinelli. That's what you've been so upset about that we haven't played your voicemail? That?
Quit ripping on Coach Sinelli.
Well, you do it during the breaks.
We chest bumped.
At least I'm doing it on the air.
We chest bumped. We chest bumped after that victory over Skyline.
But he's
And you should have seen it. It was very awkward. A couple of 64-year-olds chest bumping.
I think he's been begging us to play his voicemail.
Yeah,
that's
that was a really good one. Voicemail
hey,
number
Jacob,
two, Jacob.
Jacob, file that away as a voicemail Hall of Fame. Because we'll have to go back and play that again. All right, what else do we got?
Barber. Well, if Robbie Ray misses a start in Toronto because he's not vaccinated, I hope they find the crap out of him.
Jesus.
If you can't do your job, then you shouldn't get paid. And he's getting well paid.
Well,
I don't think you get paid, do you?
He does not get paid. So.
Jesus, Cougar Jim.
Oh.
I can't believe you're dropping F-bombs in front of moms and kids, and you guys don't care about that, but then you care about what people put in their bodies.
Yeah.
Stupid. You guys look like Sesame Street last night on the Kraken draft when everyone doesn't have a mask except for your bozo GM. It's like, which one of the kids doesn't belong here? Come on, wake up.
Wait a minute.
Well, I didn't wait first.
Wait a minute.
All,
he was ripping me for swearing?
Yeah, and then he swore the whole time during the voicemail. I mean, I don't quite understand that. Why did the Kraken get involved? Maybe Francis wasn't feeling good. I don't know. I didn't watch the draft lottery. Was he wearing a mask?
I didn't see it either.
Hey.
Yeah.
I think you can swear, you know, everything can be right. You can swear at your kid's game. And then, hey, listen, Robbie Ray can do whatever he wants, but I'm just telling you, that's their country. And if I'm just, hey, for that caller, here's what I would say. Here's what I would ask them. Let's say they get to a one-game playoff. Are we still doing that? Did they change the playoffs this year? I can't remember. Let's say they get to the playoffs. How would you feel as a longtime Mariner fan if Robbie Ray cannot appear in that series? Or any Mariner who is a significant player on the team? Call back then. When you a must-win game and you can't have somebody on the mound because of a choice they're making.
Yeah.
And tell me if you're like, that's fine for me. I'm good with that. Okay. I'd like to know if the investors and the ownership who spent $115 million on that said player would be okay with that. But they must have been because they signed him. All right, Jacob, what else we got? Oh, that's it? That's all we got? All right. Well, should we play Coach Cinelli again because it was so good?
Jacob looked baffled there.
He's a little, you know what? He's a little razzled.
Yeah. That's all we got?
Have you heard back from Coach Cinelli at all?
Have not. Jason, I have not heard back from Coach Cinelli.
He hasn't been.
Well, he's probably.
You're going to hear from him probably on Saturday.
Today, because we have a big game against Eastlake.
The Mariners have acquired infielder Mike Ford back from San Francisco. He was sent from Seattle to San Francisco for cash. Now he's sent back from San Francisco for cash.
Did you know that he had gone to San Francisco?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you?
Not really. Yes, I do.
I hadn't recalled that.
He's
back. Traded Donovan Walton, too.
I saw that for an arm.
Yeah.
Peter, somebody for an arm that's going to be, was that Eugene in the minor leagues?
Yeah.
Has a lot of upside. A lot of upside there for that young pitcher they got. All right. Voicemails, we do it every day at 11:30. Again, you can leave us a voicemail, a little mic icon there on the 93.3 KJR FM iHeart Radio app. Tweet of the day coming up next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Don't miss the first look at the 2022-23 NFL season tonight at 5 with Softy and Dick. Every Seahawks game revealed on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's sports leader, Sports Radio 93.3, KJR FM.
Download the DraftKings app and use code SPORTS to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
And strike 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 until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory.
All right, tweet of the day every day here at 11:45. It's Puck. It's the go-to guy. Jacob Stevenson is one of our producers. He's sitting in today training there with Christopher Anthony Kidd. And we're going to find him a new Twitter handle coming up at 12:30 because Steve JAC002 ain't going to work for us. Yes, it is the same Jacob Stevenson from Bonnie Lake. Yes, it's the same one, ladies, from Washington State University with his shirt off at the Coug. Same one, Jacob Stevenson, class of 2020. Christopher Anthony Kidd is here as well. Tweet of the day, you can always send us something. Jason Puckett 20 at Cougs Go. CKid206. I'll say it for him. Tweet of the day is we scour the internet for things to try and make us laugh every day. And you know what? We usually come up with stuff that's pretty damn good. You know, other days, it's not good. Jacob, I sent this to him earlier today. Remember I was telling you about he's cringeworthy, man. Russell Wilson is just cringeworthy lately.
You got the Subway video?
And he has got a new commercial out on Subway for a new sandwich that he has. And it's a hard listen and it's a hard watch.
Hey,
You want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous?
Yeah. Have you?
Jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
What about that team he has around him? I mean,
Maybe they're the ones to blame?
When they're sitting in a boardroom watching this video when it first comes out? Like, is there anyone that says to him, like, hey, Russ, you know, like, no, hey, Russ, that was great. Isn't there someone, like, if you're a good friend, don't you say, come on, man, that
his
that
people
sucked.
Are like this pit of stupidity editorial board for Softy and Fade. You think any of these people would disagree with those two? They chose them. Why would the pit of stupidity editorial board for Softy and Fade ever disagree with them?
They were chosen. I bet they do.
Nah, I bet you they don't.
Like, if we had one of those boards, wouldn't you want
them first of all, one, we don't have enough listeners to have a board. Two, it's a terrible idea. So, you know.
All right, so we'll never have one. But, like, your buddies, wouldn't you want your buddies to say, hey, you know, that was...
you would want.
Pretty lame,
so
Jason.
Apparently, Subway announced it's launching a new The Vault, a new digital-only menu. Exclusively available on the Subway app and Subway.com.
Do we know what's on the Danger Witch?
Sure, I do. Would you like to know what's on the Danger Witch?
Yes, I would.
On the Russell Wilson. I mean, first of all, that commercial, it's cringeworthy. It's just,
aren't you glad he's gone? I mean, seriously? Like, I know that they're not going to be as good at quarterback, but...
I'm going to miss him on Sundays, man. I'm going to win.
I know, but you read that story today.
Yeah, but that didn't say. Well, I did
not
read
throwing
this.
On time.
Sure, but
not
but,
as elusive as he used to be.
But that whole story was this is what they've done, and here's what I'm permission to be serious here for a second. And here, because you know what we do in this town, we talk about all the things we hate about them.
Well, and like all the stuff. It's not like we hate that.
Well,
but it's
that,
just
that he makes
like,
us odd. Yeah. That guy wins. That guy was a winner, and I know he had a team around him and all that, but he won games. And I'll say this about anybody that says anything negative about Russell. And I have said, I don't like these. We make fun of him. I don't think that's negative. We just make fun of him. Mm-hmm. We make fun of him for this. We make fun of him, naming his kid Wynn and all that. He's
name his dog Bronco.
Listen, I think he's fake. I think he is a fake person. I don't think this is really Russell Wilson that we see. But I can say that about it for a lot of athletes. I don't believe that's really him. I think he has created an image for himself. Move past that. Did you ever question his desire to win? Did you ever question his desire to compete at the highest level? Did you ever think to yourself, we're not in good hands in the fourth quarter of a tight game with him? Did that ever, any Seahawk fan's brain ever enter and go, we don't got a chance today because we have Russell Wilson at quarterback?
Well, yeah, I always felt every season it was Super Bowl or bust with Russell Wilson.
I'm going to miss that. I'll say whatever thing you want to say about him. Go watch his final game. Meaningless game. Right? Who cares if they won the Arizona game? In fact, they probably should have lost the game so they have a better, even better draft. Right?
Meant something to Arizona, though.
Yeah, meant something to Arizona. Yeah. He was unreal. Unreal. And that element of him, I'm going to miss. Between the lines, right? I'm going to miss the between the lines Russell Wilson. And, yeah, we'll bitch and moan about he doesn't throw guys open. And listen, it's short. Can't see it. That's what the whole article, all I thought about was Hugh Millen. Duh. I've known this for a decade. He doesn't throw over the middle because he can't see. Everyone should know that. That's why I always got mad when Hugh Millen took a lot of crap in this town from a lot of people. Took a lot of crap from a lot of people by pointing out the obvious. He cannot see over the line of scrimmage. And he can't. He can't see. He never has been able to see. Has it made him a bad quarterback? No, he's able to actually carve out a great career for himself. Throws a beautiful
deep ball. Hall of Fame career.
Borderline Hall of Fame. He probably will get in the Hall of Fame. But he can't see over the line of scrimmage. Never has. He can lie and says that he can, but he can't. So I'm going to miss that part of him.
Yeah. The other part, though, I mean, I just sit there. And, yeah, why wouldn't someone just be genuine in who they are? I don't understand that. And he took it too far.
The Danger Witch. But, you know, I think there's a lot of that. We find ways. Listen, I think there's one thing to make fun of him. I think there's a lot of vitriol that comes with him that I don't understand. People calling him out for how much money he spent on his house in Denver. I mean, we made fun of him because he had four bedrooms. But why do you care how much money he spent on his house? It's his money.
Yeah, good for him. I mean,
he can do whatever he wants to do.
If you made $35 million a year, you might do that too.
So what? He spent $28 million. Who cares?
Yeah.
I made fun of it because he had four bedrooms in a 30,000 square foot house. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, four bedrooms and like 11 bathrooms. Just as long as he doesn't announce his next contract from the bedroom again.
Yeah. The Danger Witch comes with, looks pretty good to me. Comes with pepperoni, salami, Black Forest ham, provolone cheese, and bacon on Italian herbs and cheese bread, topped with lettuce, green peppers, tomatoes, banana peppers, finished with yellow mustard and mayo. So like a grinder, like an Italian grinder.
Yeah, it sounds like a... What?
An Italian grinder that they just renamed Danger Witch.
A Jersey Mike's number 9, maybe?
Boy, you already know the number 9. What do you get, a number 9, a pop, and some chips?
I think that's what I get, the Italian one.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty good looking
sandwich.
But I
usually, don't get the mustard mayo because you usually just get the oil and vinegar.
Sure.
Yeah.
Marshawn has one, too. It's called the Beef Mode. It features a roast beef, melted pepper jack cheese, hickory smoked bacon served on the same bread. Black olives, tomatoes, red onions, jalapenos, drizzled with yellow mustard, and Baja Chipotle sauce. Yeah, I'll get down with that.
Don't you think Marshawn's commercial will be better?
Of course it would be better. He's a better personality because Marshawn is real.
Right.
Like, that's who Marshawn Lynch is.
Yeah.
Just Russell's not. It's whatever. It's just his personality quirk. But doesn't mean we can't make fun of him and still love him at the same time. You'll miss him. All these people that say they won't miss him, and we'll be better without him. You'll miss him. You will.
I'm not going to miss him.
I guarantee you will miss him.
I will not miss him. I won't.
I don't believe you.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay.
They're going to be better without him.
All right. Final hour of the radio program includes a visit from the NFL Network's lead top dog, Mike Garofolo, next.
Don't miss the first look at the 2022-23 NFL season tonight at 5 with Softy and Dick. Every Seahawks game revealed on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's sports leader, Sports Radio 93.3, KJR FM.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.